Chapter 5 Pepper tugged at her ponytail like she wanted to pull it out by the roots.
I hate hiding out in this damn stupid tree.
My 11-year-old near-twin girl cousin and I were about to go crazy with nothing to do. Pepper cusses worse than any man I ever heard, and he keeps her in trouble more times than she can count. Sometimes her breath smells like Lifebuoy toilet soap when she comes to visit. The snow was long gone 2 months after Uncle Cody got out of the hospital, and weather had warmed up enough for the trees to leaf out. We were sitting in what passed for our treehouse, so Miss Becky couldn't put us to work cleaning house or hoeing in her garden. The house was clear from our perch, but Miss Becky couldn't find us through the leaves, though I didn't doubt she had an idea where we were. The summer before, I nailed a few planks across two limbs in the giant red oak on top of the little hill 100 yards from the barn. When it was finished, the disappointing treehouse was nothing more than a platform, far from what I'd imagined. For the past month, I've been trying to talk Pepper into building a bigger treehouse with me. I wanted to use the wood stacked up under one wing of the hay barn that was from another barn Grandpa tore down before we were born. The oak planks were hard as iron, and driving a nail through them took about 50 hits each. I knew that from experience, because from time to time, I got an urge to build things. I wanted a sprawling treehouse like I read about in Swiss Family Robinson. I'd been working through that book for about 2 weeks and liked it a lot. Other than the folks back then tended to talk loud all the time. When they said something, they cried this, and then they cried that. We don't take much to hollering in Lamar County, unless it's when Miss Becky is calling us for supper. Our treehouse came out to be a triangle, since we'd started cutting boards to fit the fork of the tree.